This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On tonight's Live Feed, we talk to Whiskey Blanket, a hip-hop group from Boulder, Colorado, that incorporates live cello and violin, along with many different musical styles. Whiskey Blanket played the Boats and Bluegrass Festival in Winona in September. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Whiskey Blanket on tonight's Live Feed.
I'm here with Whiskey Blanket, here with Joe and Jordan. So you guys came all the way from Colorado, huh?
Yes, sir.
Cool. And Joe, you're in the other band that's playing tonight.
Head for the Hills.
So how did you guys meet?
We actually, Steven and I, who's the producer DJ, we had been making tracks for a little while and actually met Joe at a house party in Boulder. We used to just bring tracks to parties and kind of play around on microphones and turntables and stuff like that. And
I fell head over heels with Steven's production. And
yeah.
Cool.
The rest is history.
And he kind of came up with a verse that worked, and we did a song, and then from there it just kind of formed, and that was a good 8 years ago, maybe nine, I don't know.
Oh, wow. So you guys have been playing together for quite a while, huh?
We just put out our third album, No Object. It's, you know, not exactly in stores, but very downloadable.
Okay. Cool. iTunes, right on. I've got to ask, I saw that there's a song on your 2004 album that's My Whiskey Blanket, I believe. Where does the name come from, and why did you decide to give the band the name?
I was working with a guy named Travis Powell. He was just a beat producer kind of guy, just a general music guy. And we used to hang out all the time, and we recorded in a really cold, like, garage setting. It was where the recording studio is, and winter in Colorado is obviously can be really cold. So we went in there one night, and I was about to record some verses, and he said, "Do you need a blanket or anything?" And I had a bottle of whiskey on me, so I said, "I'll have a whiskey blanket in a moment." And he's a passionate guy. He's like, "That's it. That's the name of the band." And after that, we kind of, you know, shifted into new meanings for it and stuff like that. It
kinda, cool.
It goes a long way.
Excellent. You've got a very unique, like, eclectic sound. There's a lot of different influences, it seems like, coming in. How did that come about? You know, I mean, you've got the cello and the violin with the beats.
A lot of that comes about just being the instruments that we grew up being trained to play.
Okay.
I didn't intend to be incorporating violin into hip-hop. I don't think he really intended to be playing cello at this point still. It was one of those things where one of the reasons we got into hip-hop is that it was using samples from every source of music.
Right.
So for us, like, it was natural to kind of pull the classical influence in and anything else. So we just basically try not to deny the instruments that we grew up on and the influences that, you know, we don't want to jettison that stuff because only synthesizers and computers are popular. Like, we want to work the instruments that we're passionate about.
Right.
Actually kind of forgot that I played the cello because I was so into hip hop music and started rapping and over beats and freestyling and stuff. And then all of a sudden, we're playing all these samples that were heavy with strings. And I was like, wait a minute, I can play the cello.
Cool.
I'm like, why don't we try to use that? So I picked it back up. And
nice. So it was a very organic, just kind of happened that way, huh? Sweet. That is cool.
Always gonna be better than you. Stop crying, stop trying, got to be defined.
all the rules. I got correct rules to kill fools, kill fools. If you smell that funky stench, you might get hit in the face with a monkey wrench. 20 punch strong beers on the right is never forget what the light is meant. Strong MC with a heightened sense. A fighting sense with a microphone and a life event. One bite to spend, so invite your men and a slice of men. And the pieces that'll leave him in your mother's den. I'm with this government pen. Twisted and raised and heaven sent. Twisted and raised and heaven sent. Minnesota, how you feeling? Make some noise like you mean it out there. We came 16 hours from Colorado to be here with you right now. So happy to be on the warmth of the stage right now. We're just gonna get warmed up. Well, as you may have gathered, we are not in fact a bluegrass band. So there you go. We are Whiskey Blanket, and we're gonna have a little bit of a palate cleansing party with y'all before we get back to the bluegrass. Okay? When I step up on the stage, I'ma break the ice. When I come up on the mic, never take advice. On my main man's tape, he goes slice and dice. On the two turntable, and he keep it nice like. I know it feels like 1979. I saw the Super Funky do it to you every time. Never declined the mic, I was given a sign. I was blessed with the talent of the rhythm and rhyme. A young house, young house, young house. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Whiskey Blanket. And we came to Winona to party.
Are you guys from Colorado then, or?
None of us are natives, but we all did most of, I mean, at least me and Steven did most of our growing up.
Okay, so you've been there for quite a while. Yeah. Do you think that influences your sound at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think like we were just talking about, I think it makes it kind of, just because there's not a like Colorado sound, there's,
right.
Therefore we're getting influence from east, west. I mean, we're a hub in general, so I think it's easy for us to kind of create our own sound in that way because we don't feel like we have some legacy of, you know, dirty South rap to live up to or something.
Right. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, basically, we kind of do what we like in Colorado, and I love it there. I love, you know, love the mountains, and like you said, it's kind of in the middle of this and that, so we get a little bit of everything in the smack dab in the middle there.
Cool. Do you have any specific music influences that you draw from, or?
I think everybody's are a little bit different in this circle of friends. I grew up on classic rock and heavy metal and shifted into like hard, like rap and hip hop, and then tuned into this.
Yeah, I think I'm clearly all over the place, like kind of more Americana stuff too, which is a sound that we've been dragging into Whiskey Blanket a little more twang here and there, some banjos and dobros and stuff. So, yeah, and then Steven, you know, being a classically trained pianist, and his main interest is, you know, seemingly is a lot of like down-tempo, kind of like melodic electronica that's not, you know, just a guy standing behind a laptop, but more instrument-based kind of stuff. So I don't know, we're pretty all over the place, and now it's funny because we probably listen to more like jazz and soul and stuff than we do
anything. I still listen to hard-ass rap music.
Cool.
All the time.
What's in the player in the van right now, or the bus or whatever?
Oh,
you go first because we're in different vans right now.
Well, yeah, but typically I mean anything from
I'm loving Homeboy Sandman right now as a hip-hop influence that we kind of just met up with on the road here. I like Odd Future. Yeah. Like I said, I like that hard rap-ish, so.
We were listening to, like, Edgar Meyer and Bela Fleck on the way to our last Whiskey Blanket show, so, you know, Jerry Douglas, all that stuff's in the player.
So it could almost be anything, really.
I heard Cancer has, like, a live group of musicians they've been playing with out here. I'm looking forward to hearing that. Some local Minneapolis and Minnesota stuff.
Cool.
Hard! Hard. Around. little bubble at the same time. I got a busted old hoopty and a couple cassettes. A little Buena Vista social club up in the deck. And I couldn't liken this feeling to the wonderful sex. Y'all have them in my words when you love them, I text. But the muscles I flex are nothing like pecs. They be the type of brain muscles while the uppers neglect. When they soak, concern will come and correct. They forget. Truly rockin's never giving people what they expect. So let that be our niche. We carving it out. We got no time to wallow and tap, holler and shout. And we've been talking about climbing it north and around. To travel with a belly full of chocolate stout. Cause if good living's religion, then we're lawful devout. Staying hydrated, though our state is caught in a drought. See, the place we live is arid and the winters are cold.
But still,
my boat floats in a river of snow. Ever since I first decided I would give it a go. I've been enjoying the journey from beginning to pro. I'm addicted to this feeling creeping into my soul. I might just help a couple individuals grow. Bring them to Joe. Cheers to your peers, clean the beer out your ears. Get your feet up the tide, you want me to greet in the wild. We travel miles and miles to see you smile and get down. This ground is bit bound for Midtown. So we bust back, coming ready to unpack. Another fun track, sounding supple like, what's that? This ain't no thug rap, lyrical bloodbath. A played out bullshit, you normally shrug at, nah. This be the real deal, sonny boy. Not for the fame of money toys. Rather to make the honeys boys. Follow the sound of honey's voice. Over the hills, through the woods, through the door. Up the stage, don't be loving, I knew you would. Stop, and see you're having a choice. But through the duty I got with this beautiful voice. And it's up, up, away. And on to the next show. To explode with more energy. Let's go, come on.
This is where y'all gotta try to outdance my goofy white boy ass partner. It's gonna be really tough. He's got moves.
Now he's back with another jam on the stage. Scratch, come and huddle under the front of the stage and manage the stress. Stay intact with the vibe that we bring in. We thrive on this live, doing a ride from beginning to end.
Meet enough of feeling a million times a minute. Trying to find a definitive vibe, the one that the children describe. They're building the lives, so bob and break your neck. Throw your hands to the heavens, cause life is in effect.
Yeah, intellectual party rap, the true duality. Capture the masses who pass and use the talent. Statues of balance,
we happen to do it gallantly. The primary goal,
smack to the musicality.
The challenge of beat and not stop the mood. Do the duty I got to do.
We go up, up, away, and it's never gonna stop.
Funny bit, steakhouse, big slop, let it drop. Come on! Let me see the dance moves.
Oh yeah, you got it.
Let me see what you can do.
This dude is like serving you right now.
I see some nice moves over there that should be up here.
Oh my god, look at this guy though. He's working you over, dude. Oh my god, that's amazing. Check this out though,
bro. I won't be outdone. Nice try, bro.
You would never out-goof me.
What else, what inspires you other than other music?
People at shows, people who...
Stories.
I mean, just the whole adventure, you know?
Right.
I love it so much. Like I said, we drove 16 hours to be here, play an hour set, and we're going to go home, and it's worth it because we have stories to tell, and we meet new people everywhere. So for me, it's, you know, it's very fan-driven for me. I just love to be in front of people and be with people, so they inspire me every day.
Nice, nice. Speaking of the road, do you have any good stories, like an embarrassing moment or your favorite show or something like that?
Speaking of embarrassing moment-wise, we've been doing a documenting each other passed out on the drives. We have this like series of pictures of each other asleep.
We are coming up on a photo album, too.
Sweet.
Every time we'll get to a place and I got a phone in my face with me just like all neck passed out, like drool on my face. I'm like, damn, how did you get that? Like, once again, you know, we're always snapping photos of each other passed out.
Not a particularly hilarious detailed story, but just one of the things we do to pass the time on the road.
Cool.
Clown on each other and make sure that we never take ourselves too seriously.
Definitely.
Right.
We played Desert Rocks Festival last year and did our set in a complete sandblast storm. That was pretty interesting. Sandstorm. We've been through the ropes a little bit. You know, there's stories that come up in conversation, but it's hard to pinpoint
right.
Some of the better moments. But we've been
debauchery.
Through it. We've been through it, man. It's been a journey, and we hope to continue.
Cool. What's your writing process like? I mean, you got so many different things you're fusing together. How does that happen?
It's everything from, you know, with the hip hop thing. Often Steven will come up with a beat idea, and then we kind of let the instrumental guide the subject matter a bit. Try to just kind of feel it out and let it tell us where to go a bit. But you know, so there's it ranges from us writing in a group in the same room writing together, which we've done more
recently, and then, you know, more commonly probably us deciding together on a concept and then going our separate ways to do the writing, but then bringing it back to each other throughout the process. And
cool.
Yeah, as far as live stuff too, somebody will just kind of come up with a ditty and, you know,
idea.
A melodic idea and just play along to it and see what we can incorporate. Sometimes, you know, they'd be like, oh, MPC would sound good on that, some heavy drums, or, you know, kind of just, yeah, kind of just whatever we feel like sounds good, because that's what we do.
Cool. What about in the recording process? Do things ever come up then that you're like, oh, wow, let's do that? And does it ever take you in a different direction?
Definitely. Absolutely. I mean, our studio process, Steven could tell you here, is one that happens in our basement and takes a long time. So in that sense, there's a lot of big process of discovery in the production of the music.
Okay, cool. So you guys kind of do it yourself as far as the production goes?
Absolutely.
Cool. All right, and Steven just joined us, right?
Steakhouse.
Steakhouse. All right. I just asked these guys what, like, memorable or embarrassing moments on the road, you know, stories. Is there anything that comes to mind that, you know, you might want to share?
Ooh.
We're talking about snapping photos of each other passed out.
Yeah, that's definitely a good one. You know, there's a few. You know, there's a lot. That's a lot of thinking back. yeah, that's a tough one. You know, we always have fun with, you know, whenever we travel, regardless of how well the shows do.
Cool.
You know, we just make sure to keep a lighthearted, you know, mentality across the whole time, and that's, you know, keeps us happy and keeps us performing as best as we can.
So. It's easy to get discouraged as an independent artist, yeah. And so we just try to keep it light and try to have fun, no matter
still,
what.
You know, we have your typical, you know, crazy post-show nights of debauchery.
So you think maybe that's why you guys have been together for so long? It's just that you can...
I think
you can keep it light.
I think we're honest with each other. If something's bugging us, we bring it up. You know, we talk to each other. We express how we're feeling about certain situations, and just basically stay honest and open with each other. And if you get pissed off, let them know you get pissed off, so it doesn't go the wrong direction. You know, don't keep things bottled inside. I think that helps.
Yeah.
cool. What's your musical background, Steve?
Well, yeah, I've got a lot of classical. I played piano from when I was about like 6 to about 12, and I played the bass guitar for about four or five years, very seriously too. So a lot of classical, a lot of funk background. So basically, I incorporate, you know, we play all live bass and a lot of live piano for the tracks that we do in the studio. So incorporate a lot of that. But you know, I'm all over the map. I love jazz. I love right now. I'm into a lot of spaghetti western Japanese records. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're going to be incorporating a lot more of that in our future.
So. Okay. So I assume, have you seen Sukiyaki Western Django then? Is that a... No? Ooh, that might be a movie you want to check out. It's
again?
Like, it's Sukiyaki Western Django.
Sukiyaki Western
like Django.
Like
Django DJ... A-N-G-O. Like, yeah, it's totally like spaghetti western, but it's, I can't remember the director, but he's Japanese. It's,
nice.
Yeah, it's
perfect. That's what we're looking for.
It's very cool. Have you guys played this festival before?
No,
definitely not.
This
okay.
is the first time in Minnesota playing as Whiskey Blanket.
Oh, wow.
Joe came up and did a solo performance. We were working with Unknown Prophets and Cancer for a while, brought them to Colorado for some shows, and he actually got to come up and do like a small solo performance, and we kind of just dropped the ball after that and never got back up here. So this is our first time as Whiskey Blanket in Minnesota. Yeah.
Okay.
And our first time at a bluegrass festival as well.
Okay, right. How does that feel? You know, it's...
Awesome. It feels great. I think the crowd is really responsive to it. I think we play a lot of hip-hop-oriented events, and, you know, sometimes something maybe gets lost there just because we're not straight hip-hop music. But we usually do well in those situations too. But this is just great just because people have open ears here.
Right. Cool.
Definitely.
Do you have a favorite, like, mode of work, like studio versus live or anything like that?
I got to be on the stage, man. If I could be on the stage every night, I would be. But there's something to be said for sitting in the studio nice and warm and writing some stuff down. But if I had to choose, I'll be on the stage.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have both, you know. Yeah.
Right.
Somebody's got it at the studio stuff, and I love doing it. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm definitely more studio-oriented. Obviously, I mean, I love performing just as much as these guys, but I have to go bounce back and forth between studio mode and live mode.
And I go back and forth from live mode to studio to like promotions and stuff like that. Yeah. So I do a lot of street work and stuff. I'm kind of like out in the scene and just talking to people. So we all play our part, you know.
Definitely. Cool. Do you guys have a favorite song that you do live? live?
Lately, my favorite song to do is Another Day Passed. Yeah. It's a song off our new album, and it's just, for some reason, it just always gets a good response, and it's super fun. It's just a fun track.
Yeah,
that would be off the
new album. We love doing just, any of the violin, beatbox, scratch, cello stuff. It's obviously, a big factor for us, and, kind of separates us in a lot of ways, so we love playing those as well, too, but those are a lot harder to play. They sometimes take a lot more focus, so it's not quite as enjoyable in the moment. But
people are screaming in your face. It's hard to play a classical instrument.
Yeah, but definitely.
And then you're kind of, like you said, you're not straight hip-hop. You're kind of breaking down some barriers there, bringing in the string instruments. Have you seen any resistance to that, or how's the response been just in general of the sound?
General response has been fantastic, man. I think we come with a certain amount of energy and live finesse with each other. We've been playing together for a long time, so we kind of work off of each other and try to keep things moving, and our response has been great, especially lately, like last 2 years kind of stuff. So,
okay.
As much as some people, can't accept us as cool enough of rappers, and there's some string musicians that were too rap to fully accept, but I think all of them can agree that we combine the two of them very well together when we do.
Cool. Yeah, it's a very gelled sound. I really enjoyed it.
While y'all suckin' steady perpetrate, hurting hip-hop's vertebrae, searching for the words to say. Cash it gets worse every day, keeping murder at bay. Wish results would play, we want lots to dismay. I'm in the murderous rage, simple and plain. Kids are getting slain for thinking they can mention a name. This is what amateurs get hung with the expense of their chain. Insensitive lames are bound to catch a death in their brain. Look, homie, you and your henchmen are sensitive pain. Whiskey blanket, rhyme pads, turn pencils to flame. From East to Memphis, I came. We are the Mesopotamia. Simply the mess of your friend. And bring the vengeance to pay. Grill, chosen to fight route. So if you take one step closer, it's lights out. Give it up for my man Steakhouse on the ones and twos.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Write down, use an overhyped clown. Stop what you're spewing or you just might drown. Write down, won't you please write down. Stop all that trash that you're spewing right now. Gee golly,
hear the speech volley.
We them jolly fools,
bringing the sad up like molecules. Get straight taste of my words like
flavors beating your tongue.
Only breaking them down to
make you eat them for fun.
Never taking them back,
we vigorous.
And it's gibberish if jealous haters are saying different. I'm straight mischievous, funny physical fist for fist. Sloppy Joe up and beat you with his fiddle stick. Flip a middle finger, Victor, flick a brittle cigarette. Trying to touch the blanket is like trying to touch a silhouette. So don't forget your earmuffs or your mittens, cause the heights that we spit, they'll give you altitude sickness.
Oh my god, I just vomited into my mic, dude.
Me too.
Alright, so a lot of people wonder why we stay in Colorado and why we might just like train at altitude like that. And we're gonna show you right now why we do that. Check it.
One of the bees, suckers who wonder how we just do what's uncomfortably. You're huffing and puffing, ain't serving the WB. Unless you got some of the three. If it wasn't for digital music, I'd probably tell you that nothing is free. Love it or leave it to me, cause I never needed you to
right now, can we do a check in the room? Let's see who's laughing to pipe down. Not enough, and I got trust, nothing change. Aim and stay the same, ain't in my draft. Come W, say it's forever deranged. I get a better with the weapon of range. Let all this game straight play to the pain to regain the momentum I'm able to retain.
Pipe down, use a Nova hype ground. Stop what you're screaming, or you just might drown.
Come on.
pipe down. Won't you please pipe down? Step on that track that you're spewing right now.
From east of Memphis arcade,
you're the mess of potatoes.
Strictly the mess of your frame.
Bring the vengeance and pain
to your grill.
You've chosen to fight around. So if you take one step closer, it's lights out.
Yes. Here in Whiskey Blanket, we believe all tracks should end in giant explosions.
I'm a product of my environment.
This track features a very beautiful young lady named Bonnie Payne from a band called Elephant Revival. If y'all have seen Elephant Revival, whether you have or not, check them out the next time she rocks.
Back before I had a more radical fascination with adjectives that could capture an act of imagination. When my lack of patience preceded the fact, believing it's half of the battle,
believing it back.
Now back to the start, the force that led me into the song form, the source of this. Since the beginning was marked, it's grown so vast, I rarely act discouraged. It's been a battle to scratch the surface. Broke through it, awoke hopes of doing it large, knowing that it would grow with an intuitive charm. Every minute spent vision pen, living on a vision, the victory was in effect. Let's just say, I might have never went this way. I hadn't ever stepped on stage and met with an incredible fate. Now I remember the day like it was yesterday. The sound progressed, new now that it never amounts to less. Me making rhymes and expression became best described as an obsession. To the typical mind with inexplicable rounds, gain time, mean save my dreams, will never appear in the clouds. The nearer the ground, to make it clear you're hearing them now.
Next time we come out, I'll have you all sing along.
Thought I would have been on the street. Then the kids deep came to the keys. And the rest is history. But don't forget about the things that are in between. Independent on what I mean. We're talking about the drugs. And it's almost in a quake. When I get time to think. And I don't know how to ink. I was standing in front of the sink. And I said to myself, what a mess I made. I never meant to be this way. I feel a little bit strange. I guess it's time to make a change. But I'm too stubborn to move it. It's all true. I'ma keep running and tending to get loose. When I reach what I've been gunning for, I'll do anything that I have to do. That's true.
All right, I'm gonna need y'all to participate on this one for a second.
And the day never went away.
Hands up, go right, left, right, left. Everybody now.
Right,
left, right, left. Everybody now.
Right,
left, right, left. Like a tight, small, straight.
Ready?
Breeze. Up, down. Everybody go up, down. Everybody go up, down. Everybody go up, down. Everybody go up, down.
Somebody scream!
Oh, thank you very much, Boats and Bluegrass. Man, we thought y'all might be, like, unable to respond to these hip-hop commands. But yeah, right, under the known, they are the truest audience.
Yes.
Started back before I had a formal love affair with phrases. Help me make my statements in a fully flavored cadence. I read the sayings of philosophers and sages and chiseled in hieroglyphs and scribbled on tattered pages. It rained in phases, I caught the standard vapors. I was given chances, I was even handed favors. But then discovered trying to be a man of patience. I only fanned the flames and developed many faces. I admitted I was trapped from drunk long before I discovered rap and funk. Eyes a classically trained average punk. Pops wax in a plastic trunk. Excelled in class after lunch. Resisted, but mom and dad had a hunch. And even though I didn't practice much, they recognized that I had the touch. Most of all, with guitar in hand. And I told you the future was hardly planned. I met the blanket in the party, yeah. Subsequently spread tumors of the father's land. With a cello, a fiddle, and an NPC. Three fellows with a musical propensity. Son of a home and the feeling that was meant to be. And it's just that possessive free. I would have gotten in a lot of trouble. The sooner I get to water, the sooner I pop the bubble. I'm not subtle, my intentions are clear. I'll get there without a mention of fear. So when the devil appears, I'll be on my way to heaven with a tight pack of beer. Keep two in the fridge for the man in the mirror. Eyes to the clouds, tell my family I'm here.
It's been so long, I don't know what to say. I'll be strong, I won't run away. I've been so wrong, and it's not the way. Is it ever too late to make that change? But I probably should have made it already. The statement is heavy as hell, so I'm ready to bail on the whole situation and accept that I failed. I'm the man that I am, just a little derailed. Make some noise with no name!
And the day never went away.
One more.
And the day never went away.
Hands up, go right, left, right, left. Everybody, right, left, right, left. On the side, now, right, left, right, left. In the back now, right, left, right, left. Everybody go up, down. 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 Somebody scream! Y'all are beautiful.
Thank you.
Y'all are doing an excellent job, I gotta say. Good work. All right. I can't quite count these destructive thoughts. I still bleed anger when the eruption stops. Reluctance props itself over my unpredictable rage. And this is far from just a fictional page, so I'm fixing to make it dissipate. You always miss the hate when you start to love it. And every single human has anger brewing in their gullet. Some have it contained while others pick up the shovel and proceed down murder lane. Purple stains on the inside, red on the out. Death is much more than just what we've read about. With arms spread, I'll shout out to every person in this world as we know it. Respect your potential and emotions might blow it. You don't have to believe me, I'm just a promotional poet. If the apocalypse is coming, I'm hoping to host it. Cause I'm dying to find where all of your ghosts live.
I think there's another earthquake in Minnesota. Oh
get live, people. Ready? Come and get it, little kitty. Gonna ripple in your itty bitties. A rumble coming on you from California to Mississippi. Sipping his whiskey from city to city. Spitting his spiffy. Big stage, you ain't scratching if it ain't gritty.
Just the incredible big stage.
Joe Slops, 20 beers, that's a WP. Whether you pay the admission or you're stuck in for free. Get up out your seat, my people get them hands up high. The stand up guys with discipline you can't deny, right? Yeah, the cut is clean, but I think they got a question.
Who's tested?
Regardless, he's leaving all the haters depressed by
vibrating the deck.
So you think they really ready?
Nah.
Are we about to kill this steady?
No doubt.
How we
rock,
never
stop,
give it
back
with the rap. Whiskey blanket live at your point on the back. There's that explosion again.
Any last words, like things you'd like to tell people in the Winona area?
I definitely want to say something. I want to come out to Minnesota as soon as possible, string up some dates, and maybe do some clubs in the city or something like that. I just want people to know that Whiskey Blanket is here for the festival, but we're coming back, and I really want to play some shows, maybe with some of the locals here, hip-hop acts, or etc. So we want to come back soon. So look for those CDs, hear those songs, and come sing along with us next time we come up.
Cool.
Yeah, not much to add on that. You know, we'll be having a lot of new music coming out down the pipeline. So, you know, keep an ear out. Definitely check out No Object. You know, we put that out last December, and that's, you know, our pride and joy right now. So we're trying to just get that out as much as we can.
You can get all three of our albums on iTunes, whiskeyblanket.com, or Whiskey Blanket on Facebook.
Cool. Are you guys on tour, or did you just come out here for this show, or are there plans for a tour?
There's plans.
Yeah, nothing. There's always big plans of touring and stuff. The simple, honest truth about it is it's tough money-wise to get out, and we're not to the point now where we can link up dates here, and here, so we have some long drives ahead of us. So that gets a little bit troublesome in the touring realm, but definitely plan on doing it as much as possible whenever we can.
Cool.
Shortly, in the, you know, short term to long term, you know, we'll definitely be stringing more dates out here and having more solid tours. So.
Cool. Look forward to seeing more of you guys.
Hard work, man. We're trying our best, so yeah. Hopefully we get back out here real soon.
Excellent. Well, thanks for talking with us tonight, and yeah, we hope to see more music from you in the future.
Yes,
thanks.
Sir. Totally.
Thanks again to Whiskey Blanket for joining us on tonight's live feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.